Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna be around.
Thank you. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. We praise him. We praise him. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We praise that most holy name. Hallelujah. We give him all the glory, all the honor. Oh, praise God. We come before his presence with sin tonight. Praise God. Giving him all the glory. Giving him all the glory. For he is God. And there is none other like him. Praise God. You ought to be excited. You ought to be excited tonight. Praise God. God is an awesome God. He has paved the way for you today and brought you out again. Praise God. To worship and to serve him and adore him, to him, because he's the author and the finisher of everything that pertains to your life. Praise God. If it wasn't for God, would you be here now? Praise God. Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus tonight. I is one. Is here to encourage you. Praise God. So look to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. You are listening to God's favorite ministry tonight. Coming to you live. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? May be slain by the bullet. Whatever you may be going through, whether it's a sickness or death. Praise God. God is here to comfort us. All of us. Isn't it awesome that God can comfort all of us at one time? He can heal. He can deliver. He can set free. God is that type of God. What a mighty God we serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. There is no God greater. And I know you know that, but I just want to encourage you tonight. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Hallelujah. He's God all in himself, and he has loved us, praise God, with that everlasting love, praise God. Nobody can measure up to him. Hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. Well, let's pray, praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you tonight lifting you up, acknowledging Father, who you are. You're such a wonderful God. You're such a mighty God. You're awesome in all your ways. And God, we give you the glory, all the honor which belongs to you. Lord, touch tonight. If there is someone tonight that's sick, may they be healed tonight, God. If there is someone that's lonely, oh God, been going through some lonely hours, God. Oh, God, manifest yourself mightily tonight, God. Father God, somebody maybe have a child, oh, God, in trouble. Oh, God, give them peace that passes all understanding, God. Father God, let them know to lean totally upon you, not leave you, oh, God. Just look into you, God. Lord, I know that you can do anything but fail. Comfort every heart tonight, God. Oh, God, move in every heart tonight, God. Oh, God, let none go away with anything that the enemy is trying to try them with. Because, yes, the enemy tries to try us, want us to give up. But we are determined. We have that determination in Jesus Christ to give up. Because God won't give up on you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Again, we're so happy to have you here on this last Sunday of the month. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. April is going on out. May is coming in. And we gonna give the devil a harder time in May than we did in April. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're looking for God to do great things. Praise God. Hallelujah. May I ask, is there anybody on the line tonight, praise God, that have a prayer request, praise God. If you do, press 1 on your phone right now. Praise God, hallelujah. If you have a prayer request, please let us pray for you tonight. Praise God. God said that in his word that we ought to pray you one for another. Hallelujah. I love God's word, you know. I just love his word because his word encourages us. His word encourages us to be able to stand in the midst of trials. We're going to have trials and tribulation. Yes, we're going to have trials. We're going to have some shortcomings. There are things going to come in our life that's going to set us back sometime, look like. But you're not set back. It's just a trying of your faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ah, God will never give up on you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so happy. Praise God. I'm glad that I serve a God that will not give up on us. Hallelujah. We can trust him at any time. Praise God. We can trust him at any time. Praise God. I'm going to ask Sister Shawanda, would she mind praying over, let me see, is she here? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Sister Shawanda, can you pray over the prayer request tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you, sweetheart. God bless you. We have our first hand up is 682. Go ahead. Sister Rebecca?
Yes, ma'am. Good evening, everyone.
Uh-huh.
I just want to thank God for having the opportunity to get on tonight. I'm asking for prayer for my unsaved children, adults. I was surprised by my granddaughter came to church today. I was surprised, and I asked her, what made her come? She said, I don't know, Grandma. I just came. And I'm so grateful to the Lord for that because I know prayers is working. And I'm also asking for prayers for a friend of mine's who has stage 4 cancer. Her name is Marion. And our uncle told me I had used to go spend weekends with her. And she lives in Baton Rouge, but she has stage 4 cancer. So I'm asking y'all to remember her in prayer. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Sister Sharon.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to put myself on the altar as well as my pastor, Pastor Kennedy Stratton. I have to go to the doctor tomorrow. I have a defibrillator in my chest. I want everything to be as God wanted to be. Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone else? Praise God.
Yes, myself. I'm going to lift myself up in prayer. Praise God. Believe in God as I go to my appointment Wednesday to discuss what the MRI showed last week were gallstones in my gallbladder. I went there to get an MRI on my back and neck to see where the pain is coming from, and they found the gallstones in my gallbladder. But I'm believing God for complete healing. I'm not worried. I'm not stressed. I'm trusting in God for all my needs. I just would like to bring it before the Father and my brothers and sisters in the Lord. Amen. Thank you.
All right. Okay, I will pray for that one. And also, let me see if there's another hand up. Okay, we have...
Zadie.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, yes. Yes, Sister Zadie, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening. I would like to pray for my family and especially the children all over the world. Children are graduating and going to these proms and things, and we done heard of so many already incidents that have taken our youth out, you know, and car accidents and gun violence and what have you. I mean, this last couple of today and yesterday and the day before. So we just pray that God will just turn this situation around so our children can graduate and move on to be productive, you know, adults. Amen.
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 All right. Let me see here. I have a 713. Give us your name, prayer request, please.
Yes, Minister Vivian. This is Minister Bernardo, and my prayer request. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, my prayer request is that we continue to pray for the families that were affected by the shooter here in Texas. They haven't found him yet, and just continue to pray for me and my family. Thank you.
All right. Did I miss anyone? Okay, I think that's all. You may go for it, Sister Shawanda.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. And I just want to say a little short sentence of, we need thee, oh, Lord, we need thee. Every hour, Lord, we need thee. Oh, bless us now, our Savior, Lord, we come to thee. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just want to honor you tonight and love on you, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for letting us come together one more time. For your word tells us, Father God, it's good and it's pleasant for brethren to dwell together in unity. God, I just thank you for Pastor Vivian and the prayer line and all the saints of God that you allowed to come on the line, Lord God. Those that may be on mute, Lord God, that are just listening in, dear Lord, we just thank you, Father, for your presence on the line. And we welcome you, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, to have thine own way, dear Lord. Father God, we come, Lord God, petitioning you for your help, dear Lord. For you told us to cast all of our cares upon thee. For Father, we know that you care for each and every one of us. I just want to thank you for Sister Rebecca tonight. I hadn't heard her voice in a long time. And I just lift up her prayer request to you, Father, for her unsaved children, as we all need our unsaved children to be saved. We thank you tonight for hearing our prayers for our children, because somebody heard the prayers for us, and you brought us on in. I thank you for the praise report for her granddaughter. You drawed her, God, to church. Hallelujah. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit. You say, I will draw all men unto me. And we thank you for her granddaughter. We thank you for saving her granddaughter and turning her life around, dear Lord. And we lift up her friend Marion tonight with stage 4 cancer, God. We know, Father God, what's impossible with man is possible with you. And Father God, we're asking you to heal her body. We're asking you to, Lord, bless her in every area of her life, dear Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And we give you the glory, Lord God, for what you're going to do in Marion's body, in Marion's life, God. We know, God, hallelujah, you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask or even imagine. Father God, I thank you for Sister Sharon tonight. I lift her up to you, dear Lord. You know what she's standing in the need of, God. You know, you've heard her cry, oh God. You hear her prayers, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for good reports coming forth as she goes to her doctor's appointment. We lift up her pastor to you, Father, and we ask you, God, to bless him, Lord. Bless the man of God. Bless, Lord God, everything concerning him, dear Lord. For your word tells us you will perfect those things that concerns us. And, God, I just lift up Sister Zadie tonight. I lift up her family to you, Father. Oh, God, you know and you see everything, God. Nothing is hidden from the under the sun. Lord, Lord, hear her cry, Lord, for her family. And we thank you for answering the prayers. And we lift up the children. And Lord God, we lift up all the children in general, Lord. God, we're crying out to you for your mercy, for your grace, for your saving power for the children, God. We know the children are heritage of the Lord, dear Lord. Help, Lord God, the children. Lord, draw them by your spirit, God. Lord God, release your anointing upon every child on the face of this earth and destroy every work of the enemy, God, and camp your angels round about them, God, to keep them in all of your ways. And we lift up the families who have lost their children. We lift up the families who are hurting, God, in some way or another concerning the children. Lord God, there was a 6 and 9-year-old little siblings drowned on yesterday here in our town, Lord. Lord God, was around the pond, Lord God. And next thing you know, Lord God, they were pulling them out the water. Father, oh God, I lift up that mother, that family, Lord God, unto you this morning. Lord, we know, God, you give strength to the weary. And for those that have no might, God, you increase strength. God, I cry out to you for my own life, Lord. I pray, God, Lord God, that you will keep me, oh God, as the apple of your eye. And that you will hear my cry for my health, for my family, for those, Lord God, all around our nation that we, Lord God, pray for daily. We pray, God, for Lord God, Sister Bernardo this evening. We thank you, Lord, for blessing her. We thank you for healing her. We thank you for, Lord God, blessing her family, Lord God. And, Lord God, we lift up the incident. I didn't hear about it, but God, you know what has happened, that with the shooting incident in her city. God, we are praying for the families. Help them, Lord. Strengthen them, God. Keep them, God. Lord God, encourage them as only you can, dear Father. And we just thank you for Pastor Steve tonight. We lift the man of God up. We thank you for his labor of love. We thank you for his loyalty and his dedication. We thank you for Minister Vivian, God. Lord God, being that spiritual mother that he need, God. Oh, God, you're so wonderful. You're so powerful. You're so great. We just lift up each and every one on this line and those that are connected to the line. Thank you for my mother, Lord. I lift her up to you. Keep her, God. Strengthen her, God. Deliver her, God. You know what she's crying out to you for, God. Help her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just be careful to give you the glory, honor, and all praise, God. Oh God, we need thee. Hallelujah. Every day, every hour, every minute, every second of the day, God, we need thee. Bless our homes. Cover us with your blood, God. Oh God, as we leave out and as we enter back in, God, keep us protected from all hurt, harm, or danger. And we thank you, Lord God. We love you and we appreciate you. And we claim all these blessings done by faith in the Son of the Most High God. In Jesus' holy, righteous name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We do bring this woman of God before you, Lord God. And she goes to the doctor tomorrow, Lord God. Father God, she not have no worry because you're keeping her, oh God. Father God, but and everything is gonna come out fine. Everything's gonna work out fine, God. We know it, God, by the power of the blood that was shed for her, Lord God. Lord, you said when she prayed for the affairs of others, you would take care of her. And Lord, we thank you for it, God. You, Lord, as she has poured out her heart, oh God, for the prayers of others, God, you have taken care of her. And thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Sister Jackie Keys, can you bring us a praise song?
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else touch my heart like you do. I can search all eternity long and find there is none like you. Your mercy flows like a river so wide, and healing comes from your hand. Suffering children of faith in your arms. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity long and find there is none. There is none. There is none. There is none like you. Hallelujah. There is none like the Lord.
Praise God. There is none like him. Praise God. We are so glad to have Stephen Badu all the way from Ghana, West Africa, to bring the word again tonight. We're going to miss him when he's gone. This man of God has been bringing the word far and near. Praise God. And everybody has been enjoying him and loving up on him. So at this time, my spiritual son in the Lord, I love him dearly. Lord knows I love him, been loving him ever since I met him from 2012. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've been knowing each other just that long, and some of you all have sent donations over to Africa with me. Well, this is that man of God I've been talking about. Praise God. But at this time, I'm going to let him get on here and bring the word to you from his heart tonight, from heart to heart, from his God that he served to the heart that loves him. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I would like to share briefly with you the word of the Lord. I want to exhort someone listening this very evening. And the scripture reading is taken from the book of John, St. John, chapter 11. I'm not going to read throughout the scripture, but I just want to exhort you and give you a phrase of phrases of what actually the entire chapter is depicting. This book has to do with some people, Jesus Christ, Martha, Mary, Lazarus, and the disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus happens to be the friend of Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. And it came to a point or a time that Lazarus felt ill. And then the sisters sent a message to Jesus to let him know that his friend Lazarus is sick to the point of death. Bible says that when Jesus heard the news, he tarried for some days before he could make it to attend to Lazarus. Bible says that before Jesus got to the scene, Lazarus has passed on, died, and he's been buried for 4 days. And Jesus was so much not traced about that, because he knew that his father, when he called on the name of his father, the father would be able to resurrect Lazarus from the dead. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. If Jesus says he's the resurrection and the life, it means that even if we are dead, we can still live because he is the resurrection and the life. Jesus told his disciples that we have to go to Judea once again. And the disciples said, Lord, you were there some few time ago, and They nearly stoned you to death. So why are you going there at this time? It's a kind of shaky situation. But Jesus said, since we are in the day, when someone walks in the day, he will not stumble and fall. But when one walks in the night, that is when he will stumble and what and fall. And therefore, Jesus got to the scene of where Lazarus was buried. The sister Martha met Jesus at that place and told Jesus that Lazarus is dead and being buried for 4 days, and now he stinks, and there is no hope in that situation again. Somebody listening to me, you feel or you find yourself in the shoes of Lazarus, got into a stage whereby everybody has given up. Nobody even thought of you having hope to survive again. But Jesus is in the boat. So far as Jesus is in the boat, Jesus is the resurrection and the life, and he's able to bring back to life anything that seemed dead in our life, and anything that seemed a hopeless situation in our life. You know, one of the things that Jesus did and that really took me aback was chapter 41 and 42. When you read the chapters, verses chapter 41 and 42. 41 says that then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And 43, when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, said, Lazarus, come forth. You know, Jesus spoke just the word. And what I want to assure you is that the situation you find yourself in is not bigger than the God that you say. The God is bigger and wider and stronger than any situation that you find yourself currently in this very time. Bible said Jesus commanded and said, Lazarus, come forth. And the good news is that Lazarus came forth from the grave, from the tomb. And Bible says that he was binded by the grave yard clothing and the tie, the ones that they used to tie him. So he just stood without life, with that kind of action, without kind of being active in his own life. But Jesus realized that though he came out from the dead, but there is something wrong with him. He couldn't even be himself, because he's been tied, he's been bound, he's been chained once again. And Jesus spoke and said, just loose him and let him go. Tonight, I want to encourage somebody that your dead, you will not remain in the grave forever. Jesus Christ is calling you. Jesus Christ is calling you forth from that grave. And as you get up from that grave, Jesus Christ is also speaking and saying to you that be loose and be free from that bondage, from that slavery, from that captivity. Your time of being bondage is over. Your time of being afflicted is over. Your time for being tired is over, because Jesus Christ is here to untie you from that lively situation, from that ailment, from that disease. This is the reason why Jesus Christ came. He came to give us hope. He came to restore the life that we once had. He came to heal our infirmities. He came to raise us from the dead. He came, to speak life into that barren situation, Tonight, Jesus Christ is speaking into your life. Tonight, Jesus Christ is calling, oh, you from that home, from that dryness, from that scarcity. Tonight, Jesus is speaking into your children. Tonight, Jesus is speaking to your husband. Tonight, Jesus is speaking to your wife. Tonight, Jesus is speaking to the family members. That come forth, that be loose and be free in the name of Jesus Christ. He has come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. I believe somebody wants to have a life, the life which is in Christ Jesus, and have it more abundantly. He is here tonight. He is right in your home. He is right with you. You think that he is far from you. He is never far from you. He is very close. He said he is closer than a brother. And tonight, Jesus is very close to that situation that you find yourself in, and he's giving hope in that situation. Weep no more. There is this person that who's been weeping for so long. Tonight, Jesus is saying that, shed no more tears because he's coming to that situation. He's speaking life into that situation, and he's giving hope to that situation once again. Just be happy. Just cheer up because Christ has come. Christ has risen from the dead. Even in the grave, Bible says that he is the Lord. Still reigns. So that dicey situation that you find yourself in is no more. Check it and see. You may feel that pain. That pain is no more. Just check it and see because Christ has touched that situation. Christ has visited that situation, and that pain is gone. That hopeless situation is over. Just hope and trust in the Lord because when you put your trust in him, he will never put you to shame. If Christ was able to resurrect Lazarus from that horrible situation that everybody has given up on, he will resurrect your situation right now. Let me tell you one thing about Lazarus' situation. You know, Lazarus was dead. The body is dead. It's not responding to life again. Here is the case. They also put him in the grave. And that grave, he was sealed with a stone, with a rock. It means that there is no hope again for him again. Besides that, he has died for 4 days. You can just imagine the stench alone, the smell alone. Hey, is this the kind of God that we serve who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly? This God can do anything. He can give life to every situation. And beloved, we must be hopeful because if you could give life to such a horrible situation, then your situation, there is hope in that situation you find yourself in. Don't give up yet. Because Mary and Martha thought that all is lost. But when Christ came in, he spoke life to that situation. I am speaking life now. We are speaking life now into that situation once again. I see that situation being revived in your life. I see joy and laughter in your life once again. I can see that smile coming back to you once again because Christ has spoken life. I can see that testimony. I can feel that testimony. I can hear you sharing your testimony because Christ has come to the scene again. Lord, thank you. We bless you for this hope, and we give you glory for speaking life once again into our life. We bless you, and we glorify your name. It is done. It is settled. In the name of Jesus. I can see somebody sharing their testimony right now. Thank you. And we are ready to hear your testimony because it has happened. Father, thank you. We bless you. Mom, could you take over right now from here and listen to the testimony?
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for that message. Praise God. Anything dead in my life, I want it to be resurrected, don't you? Praise God. Hallelujah. If anybody have something to say concerning the word, how it has encouraged them or how you feel or whatever, you may go forth at this time
We have a few minutes left. Praise God. If you have an encouragement for the man of God, you may go forth. Go ahead. God,
Pastor,
hallelujah.
Pastor Vivian, this is Minister Gwendolyn. Mm-hmm. I thank God for the man of God. Thank the Lord for his ministry, the prophetic gift that he has. And my prayer is that the Lord would just continue to bless and use him wherever the Lord leads him, because truly he has been a blessing to us. And we thank God for your vision for hosting him so that we could be blessed. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Anyone else? Well, I pray. Go ahead.
I just want to say thank you for that powerful message. It has touched my heart. I've been burdened with some things as far as my health. And so it has lifted me up. I have been feeling alone some time, and children are grown, and they have their own lives. So that has really lifted me up. I know God is with me, but sometimes the devil just try to put in your head that you're by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that has lifted me up. So I'm grateful for that powerful message. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anyone else?
I just want to say that I am truly blessed to have been in the presence of our host and as well as our minister from Africa. He has truly blessed us, and we will always hold him dear to our hearts. The words that God has placed in his heart, we will always hold these words dear to us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Anyone else? Is there anyone else before I go on? Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that this message tonight, that you will look into your heart and say, Lord, take away anything, Lord. Don't let any dead thing be in me. Don't let any dead thing resurrect. Set me free. Praise God. The man was speaking tonight. You know, there are so many dead things that lies in us that try to keep us bound. But we are free in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We are free in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. We are free from every demonic spirit, everything. It might be a little small thing as a headache, a finger hurting from arthritis, or whatever it may be. But hallelujah, he done spoke over that dead thing tonight that it be gone. Hallelujah. And in all of us that has to go for appointments, praise God, because I know I have one on Tuesday with my primary goal. But there is nothing there he will find, praise God. We are free, and we have to speak those things as though they are. And Pastor Stephen's done that for us tonight, praise God. He spoke into our hearts that we are set free from everything that the enemy tries to do to us. Is there anybody else? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm free. I don't know about you all. I am so free. I'm so happy in Jesus that the enemy cannot steal, kill, and destroy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. My children, like Sister Rebecca say, believe in God for them. And that's what we have to do. Just give them to God. Give them totally, totally over to God and watch God do it. Praise God. Our family members, praise God, believe God. God, you know, that's one another word I stand on. God said, believe. So we believe God.
Believe.
He's the highest power. Just believe. If we can get past that, praise God, if we can believe, all things are possible. Oh, thank you. God is so real. God is so real, my people. If we can believe. See, when I put my children on off, I gave them back to God and said, God, they are yours. Now you do what you want to do with them, God. They are not mine, even though you let me birth them into this world, but in the spirit, God, you are spirit and you are truth. Hallelujah. And when the spirit of truth, they got to be delivered. The devil can't hold them no more. See, the devil went there and attacked Job because God allowed him to for a season.
Right.
But after that season was up, the devil had to lose Job, and Job was blessed.
Amen.
God told the devil, get my son back here. You done tormented him enough. You done tormented him enough. Now get my son back and let him go on and live. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just live. And live in the spirit. Praise God, because God is spirit, and he's willing to fulfill every purpose and plan that he has for your life. Praise God. See, God got purpose and plans for us, and we can decree a thing, and it shall be done. Hallelujah. Tomorrow, decree that you shall go forth at the doctor's office and be free, like Sister Shawanda just said. Tomorrow, demand, put a demand up on the Holy Ghost that you are no more dead in anything, that you shall live and not die. Praise God. Put a demand. How you can demand your day if God said it, believe it. Hallelujah. Go forth rejoicing. Just go leaping. Hallelujah. You know, that's what David did. He just went forth rejoicing and leaping in the Holy Ghost because there is joy in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, the man just done shook me up. Every time he speaks, oh, my God, the word of God just comes forth even more. I don't know about you, but it just comes billowing out more and more and more. Praise God. But that's what the word does. God wants to fill us that we'll be bubbling. We'll be like fire. It'll be like fire shut up in our bones. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when we need it, it just bubbles out, oozes out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you've been free. You've been loose from that infirmity. Praise God. Oh, the devil might want to hold it on you. But in the spirit, you are so free. God showed me that sometime. He said, they're no longer sick. They are healed by the power of the Holy Ghost that working in them. God, hallelujah. I got faith to believe in y'all for the most miraculous that you shall come forth. That man said he was, Lazarus was called forth out of the grave, and the grave clothes fell off. Praise God. Call forth those things. Call forth those things that be not as though they are. Praise God. I'm going to leave that alone and give y'all a benediction. Praise God. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you, and may he give you peace in Jesus' name. Be blessed this week. I hope y'all will be right back here before Pastor Steve. Y'all come on back here, because I think next Sunday might be our last Sunday. I have to look at the calendar, but praise God. He's been here ministering, and praise God, I want y'all to get all y'all can out of this, because we don't know when he's coming back to be with us again, but whenever the Lord say, he'll be right back here, praise God, hallelujah. But God has poured into our hearts some wonderful things, wonderful things. Praise God. Have a good night now. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Love y'all. Be blessed.
Amen.
Love y'all. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.